Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. You can join us here and you can bring up whatever you want. The number is 603-283-6160. Once again, the drag shows have come back up amongst conservative types on the social media, except these conservatives are calling themselves libertarians.
Aren't drag shows, like, kind of rare? I mean, in the grand scheme of things, I don't recall drag shows ever being, like, a prominent form of entertainment that, like, people were constantly talking about until conservatives made this great mountain out of a molehill over it.
Well, the thing that did happen is... it started the first time I heard about drag queens since like the 90s when I actually used to buy my weed in a gay bar, from a 300-pound bull dyke named Bambi. but
I knew before you even said it, her name was going to be Bambi.
Was this Florida or Michigan?
This is Michigan. Okay. This is when I was still in high school.
I don't know her, but I know 50 identical Bambis just like her, man.
Yeah, I'm sure that there's like some woods somewhere where there's a herd of them, and every once in a while they get separated out and end up in some city. But they started doing these. Basically, they were outreach events. They were intended, I think, to just get kids comfortable with being around somebody who was eccentric. And so they did. They called it Drag Queen Story Hour. And
conservatives hate that.
Oh yeah, and most of the drag queens seem to be very cool about it, and then they're just sitting there reading a story. Mm-hmm. I've heard about people who supposedly exposed themselves during these things, like wearing a short skirt and not being properly careful, as you know,
right.
At least a couple of the people know you got to be kind of careful when you're wearing a skirt. But I don't know if that's true or apocryphal. But
it's probably
that was
apocryphal.
The first that I heard of it is that these were outreach events, and of course the conservative fear about that is similar to the liberal hope for it. The conservatives are afraid, hey, these kids are going to grow up and be comfortable around gay people, and that's a bad thing.
And
the liberals are thinking, well, they're going to grow up and be comfortable around gay people, and that's a good thing.
Well, how weak is conservative / Christian propaganda if all it takes is one drag queen reading them, you know, Santa's little helper or whatever, and suddenly they're gender queer or whatever.
Well,
yeah, propagandize better.
Well, that's why you always find the most homophobic politicians in the bathroom with a man.
Mm-hmm.
Because the thing is, they a lot of times they took on that persona, particularly because, you know, they're covering something up, and a lot of times you'll have, you know, my first thought when somebody says, well, you know, if somebody's around gay people and they're a kid, they're gonna grow up gay, and I'm like, you
ridiculous.
Were really on the fence when you were a kid, weren't you? You
yeah.
weren't sure which way you were going, because you know most of us are pretty
you
clear
know, early on, yeah.
on what we like, and we don't. You know, I've seen a lot of penises in locker rooms. And I'm probably heteroflexible, I'm not quite yeah. bi, but you know, it God knows.
Let's come back to
very things that happened to it.
We got actually a long distance call here. Gwyneth is on the line from Australia, where it is already tomorrow. Gwyneth, you're on Free Talk Live. Welcome.
Hello there. How are you?
Hey. Go ahead.
Evening to you. This morning for me. Hello.
Yeah, it is. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, that's good. I just want I'll put my comment on your current topic in a little moment, but I just wanted to let you know something that's happening both here in Australia and in the United States. There's a problem with the diesel engines. Actually, their fuel and their engine oil and their grease and the diesel exhaust fluid. All of them are having problems. All of them are going into short supply. And people just need to contemplate what it's going to mean for them personally if all the diesel engine oil and all of the diesel engine grease and all the diesel engine fuel and all the diesel exhaust fuel, diesel exhaust fluid, go away.
Did he say exhaust fluid?
Yeah, diesel exhaust fluid, called DES, D-E-S. It's an additive that most diesel engines are required to have.
I'm not sure I'm following what you're saying here, Gwyneth, because news to me. You're saying there are problems with all of the diesel engines on the planet? Or did I misunderstand it? Because you are very...
There are problems with... It's not the diesel engine, it's their consumable.
The diesel fuel.
Oh, it's hard to get them. The supply chain's an issue. Okay.
Yes. The supply chain. And, it's coming to a crisis point, and people need to stop and think about what it's going to look like for them personally if all the diesel engines go away. Because without the diesel engine oil, there's no diesel engine.
Mm.
And without the... diesel exhaust fluid. I mean, a diesel engine can run without the diesel exhaust fluid.
Now, is this something that's in the news, or could we look this up and find that there actually is?
I think she's just talking about the diesel fuel shortage. Someone talked about it recently, and some additive that they're required to add by law in some place as well, something along those lines. But this idea that all of the diesel engines are suddenly going to vanish, that's not going to happen.
Well, they may not vanish, but if you can't...
You're not going to be able to run them without the diesel engine oil. If you go into your favorite search engine and type in diesel engine oil shortage, it's in the industry press.
I agree entirely. Prices are going to go up on everything as a result of this. But to be like, no one's going to have anything, we're all going to starve to death, or this is going to affect all of them, that's just fear-mongering, in my opinion.
Well, I mean,
that's like saying Bitcoin is going to go down to zero.
If you literally can't get your engine fluids, then you can't drive your vehicle.
And that could really cause a problem with the supply chains if, you know, because all of those trucks are running on diesel. I mean, the entire country, and I'm sure this is true in Australia, is running on diesel as far as getting products to market. So, I mean, if this is as bad as Gwyneth is suggesting, then this is a pretty big problem.
Now, do they use the same fluids, do you know, in, say, a diesel 18-wheeler that they use in a diesel car? And if not, is this mostly affecting cars or trucks?
It's the same diesel engine oil is used in all diesel engines. So
okay.
Whether they're mining equipment or heavy haulers, your 18-wheelers or automobiles or whatever, even diesel generators, they all use diesel engine oil.
Gwyneth, and your comment real quickly on the drag shows, if you don't mind, because we're short on time here.
Okay. Well, what I was wanting to say was I grew up in a geothermal field at Rotorua, where the city is actually built on the geothermal field. Okay? And when I was a little kid, this is regarding the hellfire thing that you were saying. My parents were very careful to put the fear of God into me regarding the geothermal field. Okay? So that I didn't just run randomly.
that's the dumbest analogy I've heard in quite a long time. Saying don't play in the street is the equivalent of threatening kids with hellfire and eternal damnation. That's silly.
I don't know what she was saying. I want to give her a chance to tell the rest of the story here in moments. The number here is 603-283-6160. It's hard to hear, but mostly I'm making out what she's saying. All the way from Australia.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live, and the phones are open here. You can join the show. The number is 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. Ian, Nobody, and Aria in the studio with you here tonight. And Free Talk
Talk Live is brought to you by Bitcoin.com. If you're ready to learn about cryptocurrency, we talked a little bit earlier about taking those dollars that you know are going to become worth less and less. That's what inflation means, folks. When they're when you hear about inflation, the media gets it wrong. They talk about increases in prices. That is a symptom of inflation. Inflation is an increase in the money supply. That means your dollars become worth less over time. You can see it at the grocery store. You see it at the gas pump, etc. And so if you want to look into alternative options to the dollar, you want to check out cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash. You'll learn about those by clicking Get Started at the top of the page over at Bitcoin.com. Once again, that's Bitcoin.com. Just click Get Started, and you will learn some of the basics that you should learn before you actually get into buying some of your first cryptocurrency. Once again, it's Bitcoin.com. They also have a great news site over at news.bitcoin.com where you can learn the latest headlines, what's going on in the world of cryptocurrency. So we go back to Gwyneth, who is in Australia. Gwyneth, you were trying to make a point. I guess we've been talking about people who believe certain things are child abuse. There's the people on the right wing here in the U.S. who believe that going to a drag show is abusive to children. Others believe that inculcating kids with organized religious beliefs, like hell, for instance, is abusive. And you were beginning to tell us about your parents and growing up, tell me that again. Something about geothermal. I wasn't really clear.
You know what Yellowstone is.
Yellowstone, yeah, right? Sure. A geyser,
imagine,
or whatever.
Imagine if, yeah, the geysers and all that. Imagine if there was actually a city built on top of Yellowstone.
Okay, could be
how
bad.
It actually exists. It's a city in New Zealand called Rotorua. And it's actually built on top of the geothermal field.
Okay.
But actually, like, just about, like, maybe half a mile from the middle of town, you've got boiling mud pools, and you've got boiling hot geothermal lakes that are basically so sulfur that if a body falls into that pool, it's going to be gone within hours.
Wow.
Okay. This is Rotorua. This is what it's like. And I lived in Rotorua. I lived maybe about, 10 minutes drive from this geothermal area.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, if you went into town, you had to go past the geothermal. And you would have, like hot fumes, like steam coming up out of the gutters in the middle of the Rotorua CBD. And you could only build buildings like two stories high, or otherwise they'd be too heavy and they'd actually collapse through the geothermal crust.
Wow.
In Rotorua. And people come from all over the world to see this city that is built on a geothermal field.
Huh.
And of course there's parts of the city where you just can't build because, you know, it's too geothermally unstable.
How does this have anything to do with drag shows and, you know, Christian children, though?
Okay, the thing is, I'm getting to the point. Okay, when I was a child, growing up, my parents really heavily inculcated into me that you do not just run around anywhere you feel like. Because there's hot pools there that will kill you instantly if you fall into them. And mud pools, okay? Now,
yeah, my parents also told me not to play in the street.
Christianity, yeah, that's a similar thing.
It's good advice.
Okay? But Christianity assumes that the spiritual universe is real and you can't just do anything you darn well please because there's dangers there.
Okay? Well they believe that sometimes and sometimes they don't.
And it's reasonable to inculcate into your children what those dangers are so that they can avoid. So it's in that context, it's not abusive.
Well, I think that's giving the Christians too much credit. I'm not convinced that's what they really believe. I mean, keep in mind, I've been around Christians my entire life for the most part. I don't know any of them that rejoice when someone dies. And if they genuinely...
Shouldn't they?
Yes.
Because they're going to heaven.
If they genuinely believe that this person is going to spend paradise, meeting their maker, and all of their sins are forgiven, they're going to live in paradise, and it's going to be wonderful for all eternity, they should be partying and celebrating. I have never seen a Christian rejoice over someone's death.
Gwyneth, thanks for the call tonight. I do appreciate hearing from you.
But not in a nice way.
Right.
And enjoy the rest of your day there, because it's tomorrow in Australia. Appreciate the call.
Yeah. And so I think if Christians want to say, hey, we have to do this because we don't want our kids to go to hell. Okay, well, next time, when Graham dies, I want to see you teaching your children that they should be happy because now she's with God.
There must be some that do that, right?
If they want to play that card, they need to play it consistently.
That, but a lot of the grief, having lost a wife, I can tell you that a lot of grief is dealing with, I have to live the rest of my life without this person who has become vital to me. So, even had I believed in a heaven, I wouldn't have necessarily
been happy about it.
Been rejoicing.
That's a good
because
point.
I'm not even asking people to rejoice over their spouse's deaths, right? Okay, I'll give you that one. This is someone that you're aiming to spend the rest of your life with, but your parents or whatever? Or your great aunt? Or someone you met, 15 years ago that you used to be friends with?
Like our families.
I understand that. I like some of my families, too, but none of them are like, I'm going to spend the rest of my life talking to Gam Gam or whatever. It's like, okay.
Gam Gam. Is that what y'all call your grandmother?
It's just a funny expression that I used to just draw attention to the absurdity of these sort of nicknames. Gam Gam just sounds so stupid.
Derek is on the line here. He's in Pennsylvania. Go ahead, Derek. What's on your mind?
Hey, I've got a trans son, and I sometimes wonder, because he's only interested in other trans males, is he just a lesbian that is for some reason identifying as male, or... this is the thing I question. I don't have.
Wait, hold on, just to clarify for me.
Your son is female to male, correct?
That's what I was going to ask.
Female to male, yes.
Okay.
And is also interested in only other female to male trans people?
Yes.
So isn't even interested in like cis women, correct?
I don't know. I don't know.
So what's the question for Aria?
I guess, she wants to do hormones, or he wants to do hormones, and I'm okay with it. I know that's a very reversible thing.
Well, it doesn't matter if it is or isn't. I mean, time isn't reversible, so something's going to change one way or the other. It's a matter of, which thing are you most likely to regret? Which thing are you least likely to regret?
I want to hear more about this. If you've got time, Derek, can you hang on?
Sure.
All right, more with Derek here. His biologically born female is now male, trans, son, daughter, is only wanting to date other people in similar circumstances. That's going to really narrow the dating pool, I think, in that case. But there's more coming up here.
You only need one.
And there's more moments, one that works for you. It's Free Talk Live.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Congressional leaders say a drone strike in Afghanistan killed Al-Qaeda leader Ayman al-Zawahiri.
a founding member of the terrorist organization and a key strategist behind 9/11. After making the announcement, President Biden issuing a warning to other terrorists.
We make it clear again tonight that no matter how long it takes, no matter where you hide, if you are a threat to our people, the United States will find you and take you out.
California's largest wildfire has turned deadly. Fire crews found two bodies inside a burned-out car alongside the path of the massive McKinney Fire. The more than 55,500-acre wildfire is burning near the California-Oregon border and is 0% contained. USA Radio News. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is expected to visit Taiwan sometime this week. That's according to a new report out from CNN, which cites a senior Taiwanese government official and a U.S. official. Pelosi's visit to Taiwan would come despite multiple warnings from China and also from the Biden administration. This, as White House spokesman John Kirby reminds China,
there's no reason for the Chinese rhetoric. There's no reason for any actions to be taken. It is not uncommon for congressional leaders to travel to Taiwan. It is very much in keeping with our policy and consistent with our support to Taiwan under the Taiwan Relations Act. We shouldn't be intimidated by that rhetoric or those potential actions.
At least 37 people are dead and hundreds more are unaccounted for in Kentucky following catastrophic flooding throughout the state. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Live, and you can join us here. The number 603-283-6160, from drag shows to diesel engines to a trans question.
Diesel engines to diesel bikes.
We have a father who called in from Pennsylvania. Derek is going to be back on the line with us here, but I do want to let you know. And he's got a trans son, he says, and he's got a question for Aria, who is a trans person. But first, I do want to tell you about Lifetime Liberty. There is an event coming up in October. It's actually called Liberty in Our Lifetime. October 21st through the 23rd, our very own Mark Edge is going to be speaking at this event. It's put on by the Free Cities Foundation. It's their second annual event, by the way. The conference theme this year is Parallel Structures for Progress. They're going to showcase autonomous cities and intentional communities springing up around the world, offering opportunities for settlers to live freer lives. You can get your early bird discount plus 20% off by using code FTL20 when you check out over at lifetimeliberty.com. It's in Prague, by the way, October 21st through the 23rd. You get to see Mark and many other great speakers there. Lifetimeliberty.com. Use code FTL20 and save 20%. We bring Derek back on the line here in Pennsylvania. You had a question for Aria as our resident expert on all things trans. But, Derek, you said you had a daughter originally who is now transitioned to being male. And he is interested in only dating other male or other female to male trans people. Was that right?
Yeah,
I don't mean to pigeonhole Arya like that either. Just like, I mean, maybe going the other direction is completely different. So maybe I should.
I imagine it's difficult for anybody that engages in that process from a social aspect or whatever. But what was your question for Arya?
I know you have your pulse, like, just from listening to the show. I know Arya has her pulse on the, you know, the culture of all that. I mean, should I be completely, I mean, how should I be, I don't know how to be reacting towards all this.
Just love and accept your kid.
Well, you're right. That's the easiest part.
That's the only part.
When she's talking about chemicals and, you know, other stuff like that, then what do I do?
Love and accept your kid.
Mm-hmm. Well, does that mean you should go and buy the chemicals?
How old is your kid?
Right. 15. And it's been...
Old enough in my book.
I mean,
not my kid,
He's been feeling like that for years now, too.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also been a lot of internet influence. She has two pretty bad parents, and I'm one of them, so...
What do you think, Arya, about the more extreme modifications, such as a double mastectomy, the removal of the breasts? I mean, some people go to a pretty serious extreme. Would you say it's too early? You know, give yourself some time on a decision like that, because it's one thing to take a chemical. It's another thing to cut off a body part.
I mean, it's certainly not my call, right? I suspect...
But if you were the parent in that situation, what would you do?
I would support the child in whatever decisions the child makes. However, I don't think you're going.
Probably would have been a better parent.
I doubt it. I would have neglected my kids. I would have dropped them off at an orphanage and kept going. However, you know.
Okay.
I don't think you're going to find many surgeons who are willing to do breast removal. Look, I looked into getting breast augmentation surgery at one point. Mm-hmm. Here in New Hampshire, I think I ended up in. Massachusetts for it, which, I mean, we're not talking about ultra-conservative places here or anything like that. We're talking about liberal, accepting places. And I was told that I had to have a letter of approval from a therapist in order for them to do this procedure to a person who has made news headlines about being trans, right? Mm-hmm. So despite all of that, they wouldn't just take my word for it that I was okay to make my own decisions. I had to get some therapist to sign off on it, and that's why I didn't do it, because, no, it's screwed up for them to assume that I have a therapist just because I'm trans. But that aside, they wouldn't do that procedure for me because I didn't meet the qualifications that they felt I needed to meet. That's going to be true in reverse as well. I don't think you're going to find too many plastic surgeons who are willing to do breast removal surgery for a female-to-male trans person without that magical letter from a therapist or whatever, especially one who's only 15 years old.
I see what you're saying there. I would say, you know, from my perspective as somebody who's not interested in having kids at all, but if it were me in that place, I would lean towards what you're saying, Arya, of respecting that person's choices. Like, okay, you want to be a boy, that's fine, but I don't think I would be supportive of them cutting body parts off. To me, that goes too far, because a lot of times people change their minds about things, you know, whether it be getting a tattoo that they are upset about later on, or losing a body part that they might have wanted later. Like, you know, I would have liked to have been able to make the choice about getting what is it called?
Circumcision.
Thank you. Yeah, I didn't get that choice. And it's, you know, I don't get to, I can't
yeah,
do
case
it.
Of breasts,
yeah, I'm not happy about that either.
In the case of breasts that they came to, you know, regret it, in theory, they could just have breast augmentation surgery.
Yeah, but then that's another surgery. You don't want to go under a knife if you don't have to. Anytime you go under the knife, you could die. I mean, even when I had a vasectomy done on myself, it was still, even though it's like the safest surgical procedure you can have, and it's done more often than like any other surgical procedure out there, there's still a small chance you could die because of that procedure.
So, it may also be a loss of sensitivity.
Yeah. I don't take those sorts of things lightly. I would say, if it were my teenager, I would say, hey, look, give yourself some time to think. You can be a boy. That's fine. You know, dress however you want. Do what you want with that. Well, if you want to take chemicals, I would say you got to get a job. You got to pay for them. Give them the responsibility of doing those things for themselves. I wouldn't go ahead and pave the way, per se. Like, you want to take them? Go ahead.
But then they end up with permanent body dysmorphia, right? Because then they go through at least part of their puberty as a female, and they have the body shape of a female that hormones are never going to change. You know, they're going to be stuck with
some... I'm on your side with that.
Mm.
I mean, their body is going to change and develop one way or the other.
No, see, I don't know anything about these chemicals. I don't know what they do.
My problem is, like, what I hear from mostly Bonnie and Nikki, which concerns me the most, is, like, the internet influence, where these girls are, like, kind of, like, it's like a social pressure to, like, be like that. Mm. And then maybe later in life they don't want to be like that.
That certainly does exist. Like, I know this... quote, non-binary person who, it's a girl. She's just a girl, but she calls herself non-binary, and she dates dudes. So, in all common sense, she's a straight girl.
Okay.
Right? Totally normal, sensible, run-of-the-mill, straight girl.
She wants to be different.
But that's not different. That's not special. Mm-hmm. It doesn't make her unique. So instead, she's this non-binary person who has all of the mannerisms and all of the features of a girl, except she has a male name or ambiguous name.
Do I take that risk with my child? Like, do I get stern with them and make them resent me, or do I not get stern with them and let them make a huge, terrible decision?
You're the one who knows
There's
your child
no
best.
Right answer.
Which
to
decision
that.
Are we talking about with this decision? I'm sorry, I might have lost.
Well,
topic.
He's saying, he's basically laying out the two forks and the dangers of the two forks of. Either trying to put on the brakes a little bit and being resented for putting the brakes on, or the possibility of seeing somebody he loves do something that they may regret later.
Mm-hmm.
And of
but
course,
see,
what you want in that situation is to know how is this going to turn out 20 years down the line, and nobody can say that.
Yeah, that's
nobody
why this
knows.
Isn't a trans issue. This is just
I
how life
nobody.
Is. This is just the way that life works.
Thank you, Derek. I appreciate where you're coming from and the call on the question here tonight. Feel free to call back if, you know, this develops further.
You make a decision and you go with it. And that's the best anybody can do about any issue.
I like the idea of coming at it from a perspective of love and appreciation and see where that leads you. There's more coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
Obviously got that.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from
My Patriot Supply that lasts up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Phones are open here. You can join us at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here tonight is Ian.
Nobody.
And Aria. And the dates for Forkfest. Well, there's no such thing as official dates for Forkfest, but there's the ones that we're promoting.
I brought a date to Forkfest one time.
How was it?
It was all right.
Good. It's a good time to meet somebody if you don't have a date. You might meet somebody at Forkfest. Although there's not a ton of people that have attended Forkfest over the years. It's not the biggest libertarian camping festival, but it is the libertarian camping festival that happens right nearby the biggest libertarian camping festival, which is, of course, the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which sold out the last 2 weeks in a row, by the way. And
it's going to sell out this year, too, man.
Almost certainly.
Because today was the first day that Rogers Campground, where these events are held, was taking reservations. And
they got swamped.
Immediately, all of the Porcupine Freedom Festival chats just blew up with people like, I can't get through. They put me on hold or whatever. Like, will you people calm down? It's August the 1st.
Damn.
Is there another campground like...
Nothing as large
right
as Rogers.
Near there,
though? There are some others near there, yes.
Is there anything close enough that you could, like, have Forkfest take up more than one campground?
I don't know how close the nearest one is, but, I mean, you definitely pass by some as you're driving up to the Porcupine Freedom Festival. So it's difficult to have a split event on two different campgrounds because there's nothing right nearby. The property across the street from Rogers was for sale once upon a time. I don't know if it's still for sale or who bought it or whatever, but there was always talk. There's always talk about buying Rogers or buying the property across the street, and who knows if that'll actually transpire.
fire. I hope that somebody does at some point. But we're talking about what happens in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire every single year. And for the first 3 years of ForkFest, which started back in 2017, the event happened before the Porcupine Freedom Festival. In the most recent 3 years, ForkFest moved to after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and now we're going back to the beginning, where everything started, and ForkFest is going back to a weekend-long event, so it's no longer a week, and it is going to be the few days prior to the Porcupine Freedom Festival. So it'll be June 15th through the 18th. Again, unofficial. You can show up earlier if you want to. If you want to spend a week there before, by all means, go right ahead. But I think what the general consensus seemed to be from the chats that happened after this year amongst those who were attending this year is that it's just too much time, like 2 weeks for those that want to go to both the Porcupine Freedom Festival and ForkFest. 2 weeks was just too much for most people to go to.
That's a long camping trip.
It is. So going closer to 10 or 11 days, that's what's being targeted in this case. And people missed the energy of a ForkFest being before the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
It was its own unique culture that built up and culminated in a thing, right?
Yeah. Yeah, and what really turned people off initially when the Porcupine Freedom Festival came after ForkFest was in the beginning of ForkFest, the Porcupine Freedom Festival was in a real bad state. There were security agents that they brought in that were that would come to the park like a day or two beforehand, and they would start driving around in golf carts, and they killed the vibe of ForkFest.
They called them Pork Rangers. Yeah. I actually wanted to start Ranger Block.
Well, it ended up being you didn't need to because the marketplace decided that the Porcupine Freedom Festival was growing in the wrong direction. They changed their setup, and they made it a more decentralized event. The vendors became very happy. More people showed up, and now they
sold
out
every year since they made that change.
Yeah, 2 years in a row. And so they've done the right thing with the Porcupine Freedom Festival. And given that it's the event has been fixed, because a lot of people decided to go to ForkFest because they were upset with the Porcupine Freedom Festival's direction, they fixed the event. ForkFest isn't going away. We're just moving it back to the beginning. So I think it's going to be a good move. You can go to ForkFest.party. You can learn a little bit more about the event there. There's links to chat rooms where people are hanging out talking. There's a forum there as well, so you can connect with other people before you go and attend. But you can get your reservation in over at Rogers Campground. You need either a camping site, an RV site, or a motel room. And again, it's happening June 15th through the 18th, 2023, for the 7th annual ForkFest. And then the Porcupine Freedom Festival will follow it in 2023. So let's go to your phone calls here. Law Dog is in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Law Dog.
Hey, how you guys doing? That ForkFest sounds pretty good. We've had a cart fest over here in Michigan, Center Michigan, down at Leoni Township Park, the goose poop capital of the county there. But
what is a cart fest?
It was pretty good, and I'm gonna try to get up there in New Hampshire and check you guys out next
What is
year.
It? What is cart fest? What is that?
Carp Fest. It's a carp carnival where you go fishing for carp.
Oh, carp.
And you,
okay.
Yeah. They have a carp carnival queen and everything, and they get on floats and they throw candy at the kids and stuff. And there's more tattoos per square mile when you bring in the carnies in the whole free world there. I'll tell you, it's a really.
What were you calling about tonight, Law Dog?
Oh. I owe you guys an apology.
Oh.
Last time I called, I said that Hunter Biden was going to go to prison. And I listened to Guy Benson. Andy McCarthy was on there. And he used to be a big judge there in the Southern District of New York. And he says, anybody who thinks that something's going to happen to Hunter Biden is delusional.
Yes.
So I owe you guys an apology. But you guys were talking about dating or something there, you know. I'm a 67-year-old heterosexual man, and I exclusively date homeless women. You know why?
Why?
Because they're easy?
You can drop them off anywhere.
Thanks, Law Dog. Appreciate the call tonight. The number is 603-283-6160. Sarah used to be homeless in New Mexico. Now she's living in a trailer park. Go ahead, Sarah. What's on your mind?
You know, they have a tiny grocery store that they opened up, a tourist shopping center, and it was so successful. They're going to make it bigger. I mean, how did they figure out this mixed usage at a shopping area? I mean, it's catching on. You know what I mean?
What the hell are you talking about?
Said. Yeah, I got it.
Yeah.
What?
Well, I mean, there's a they only have rugs, pottery, and jewelry. Now they have a little grocery store in there, and it's really popular.
So you're excited about
Eastern grocery store? Is that what you're saying?
Well, it's like a organic kind of a grocery store.
Are you
expanding?
Are you asking how stores figure out what is and isn't successful?
It sounds like she's just excited that there's a bodega nearby.
Well, think about it. They should have figured this out instead of just having everything rugs, everything handbags, everything jewelry, and then they should have had this little tiny shop, a grocery store, mix it up with what people want to do. Why does it take so long?
She's mad that it took this long to get a little grocery store. I see. Well, if you only had communism, Sarah, then you wouldn't have any grocery stores, right?
This is the most bizarre.
You don't need any grocery stores if you don't have any food.
This is the most bizarre complaint I've ever heard, Sarah. What the complaint
well, I mean,
is
it makes it's the same concept of the shopping malls having apartments, churches, schools. Having a mixed use instead of just shopping only. You know what I mean? It's the same concept.
I've seen what it's like when shopping malls have places to sleep, and that's called Vegas, and it really sucks. Like, it's really expensive.
Vegas? I'm talking about they're going to have, like, build...
You want to live at a shopping mall?
No, I'm talking about... No, I mean, a part of it will be, like, condominiums. Another part will be apartment complex. Another part, like... They have mixed usage instead of just having just only shopping
This
malls.
Is why we don't need central planners, because people like Sarah want to get in charge of things so they can direct how society is built. Like, if Sarah had her way, she would have what she's talking about right now, and she's mad because somebody didn't put a bodega in her neighborhood sooner rather than later. Thank you, Sarah, for the call tonight.
See, that's the opportunity, Sarah, that you're supposed to spot and exploit. You could be a bodega owner right now, but no.
That would take work.
Gotta be a commie.
Yeah, it would take work, and probably wouldn't be allowed by zoning rules, right? Like, you probably couldn't open up a bodega in the trailer park.
Well, that's going to be true under communism as well.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. All right. So
it doesn't matter if you don't have any food.
So I just wanted to get this definition here by this anarcho_toad about the drag shows. So the whole time, there's this long discussion that's been going on for like 24 hours. He's calling it child abuse. And I said, all right, so nudity's okay, but drag shows are bad. And he says, if you don't see the difference between the nude body, which is not inherently sexual, and I agree, and men grinding sexually in children's faces, you are not a serious person. You are a moron, a liar, or both. And I said, dude, you've obviously never been to a drag show. Good Lord. And then he says, no, I see daily videos of men throwing their junk in kids' faces, and you're defending it.
That's called child pornography, dude.
I said, daily videos? You must be trolling. I've never seen such a thing, so you must be seeking it out. Drag shows are men dressed and fully clothed and as women and singing and dancing. It's not sexual or grinding or targeting kids. Where are these videos this guy's talking about? He's looking at them every single day?
This is what he thinks about when he's, you know, doing what he's got to do.
See you tomorrow night. Free Talk Live.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net, or call 888-988-3325.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.